I'm one of a number of people who are helping Audio Boo this week, a small little community of people who are contributing our thoughts, experiences, our views into the pot, which will help the development of Audio Boo. And as part of that process, a company is conducting a community dialogue of a sort. And I've been asked to do something, and it is to write a blog. The first part of the process is to write a blog. And I've been asked to write what are the social networking sites that I use and what do I like about them. Right, so this is the first of several parts. So I am a little bit regretful that I can't do the whole thing on audio. I would find it easier to fit in if I could do the whole thing on audio. What I'm going to do is a kind of a rehearsal on here on Audio Boo. I'm going to rehearse what I'm going to write down in the blog, because they've asked for a written blog. I'm going to rehearse what I'm going to write down, and then I'll write quicker later on. So what social networking sites do I use and what do I like and dislike about them, the first one? Well, the first social networking site I use is, I list them. I use Twitter, I use Facebook, I use Audio Boo, I use Instagram, I use, they're the ones that come immediately into my mind. So let me go through them. Twitter I use, and I use it all the time. I love the way it gives me an opportunity to practice being succinct. I'm a writer who likes practicing being precise, so I've got a car in front of me which is blocking me. I'm trying to find my way across the city in Cork. So what do I like about Twitter? Yeah, it's something about, it's not just that, of course, it's also about the generosity of Twitter. The whole, my experience of Twitter is that people share like mad, and the people who share on Twitter are open to connecting, and I found it to be tremendously powerful. The 140 characters is also powerful because it's meaningless in the sense that I can write as much as I like in a link and send off. So I like the speed of Twitter. I like the, yeah, I can do it quickly. I can do it on the move. It's a mobile social networking device, and I'm getting myself in a twist at the moment. I am trying to drive a car to an appointment with a client, and I'm making a real pig's ear of everything because I actually got lost. And this is because I'm not being mindful. I'm distracting myself. I've got more than one idea in my mind. Oh dear, this is really a bad move to try to do an Audio Boo at the same time about a topic I'm very, very serious about. Maybe I should just treat it very lightly, yeah. I love Instagram. I love Instagram because it gives me a chance to practice commenting about photographs. I love the fact that it presents me with a whole load of different things, and it gives me a chance to react to them. I see a whole load of new stuff, and I get a chance to practice. What do I like about that? Which ones do I like? Which ones don't I like? I also get a chance on Instagram to via photographs to practice the art of documentary photography. Not that I don't even regard myself as a photographer, but I get a chance to put up a series of photographs about a place I've been to or a number or something. And I like the experience of having to choose. I like the way that Instagram enables you to say nothing except the photograph, and then enables you to write stuff if you like. So you've got that commentary. I don't really have anything negative to say about Instagram at all. I've had nothing but a thoroughly good experience of it. And I really don't have anything negative to say about Twitter either. I used to have negative thoughts about Twitter. I used to feel, you know, that, oh, these people who lurk or these, you know, they don't contribute anything of value. That's a terrible pity. Now I've run into a no entry sign here. I'm completely lost. This is terrible. But I no longer feel like I have any vested interest in what way people use Twitter. People can use Twitter any way they like. There are enough people on Twitter who are wonderfully engaging for me, more than enough. You know, I can't engage with half of the people who I'd love to engage with. So, now, Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Yes, I am. And I barely use it. I link my Audioboo to Facebook. I'm afraid this is really, really bad getting lost stuff. I'm getting completely and utterly lost in Cork, which isn't usual, but the roadways are... anyway, I'm on a clear run now. Anyway, this is more tricky than I thought, because the complication is that I have too much to say. If I was to outline all the thoughts I have about Facebook, on the one hand, I'm in awe of it and its success, and I think, wow, what an amazing resource it has, Zuckerberg and co. have provided to the world. On the other hand, I have to admit that I personally dislike it. It's become too complicated for me, so I haven't made the effort to master a niche on it. Oh, I'm also on LinkedIn, that's another social network, and I'm also on Flickr. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a difficulty. I'm on too many social networks for me to do a proper blog on it. I'm going to have to find a way of being very succinct. Flickr, Facebook, LinkedIn. Is there a social network I'm not on? Yes, I'm even on Path. Yes, bless Path. Path promised me a PDF of my data and never delivered. And I then eventually, with great, great reluctance, because I love Path and was using it for a very particular kind of a purpose, in other words, kind of writing an autobiography, I gave up on Path, stopped using it. I actually thought, maybe wrongly, that they were not genuine, and they promised something that they'd give the users a PDF of their data. So I put loads and loads of data up there, thinking that's just what I want. I'd love a PDF of all the things I produce, just as I would love a PDF of all the Twitter that I produce. Yeah, now what? There's another angle on this. This is only one tiny bit of the whole process of curiosity that Audioboo has launched and invited me to contribute on. I'm going to, if I hadn't done this, I could be staring at a written blog for a long time. I can't possibly do a comprehensive one. I'm going to have to practice the art of saying, right, I've got 500 words and 500 words only, and I'm only going to write 500 words. And as George Bernard Shaw and others have said ever since then, that it's much, much harder to pare it down. Whoopsie daisy, I'm going to drive through a red light. Not be a good idea. Right, what other social network sites am I on? Oh, look, I've even tried Quora. I'm inclined to try a whole lot of them, really. My way of learning is by doing. So that's the way of doing it. And also, I have another angle on this, which is that I want to know how they work so that I can be helpful to other people. I do this for a living. I do actually help people to do social networking for as part of my living. So I feel a responsibility to be up to speed with how different social networks work. But that doesn't prevent me from having very strong preferences. The one that I feel a bit kind of sheepish about and haven't done at all, and think that perhaps I should at least open an account is Pinterest. I haven't touched Pinterest. Okay, that's enough of an audioboo ramble as I drove through Cork. I see now that I have a bit of a problem on my hands today.